here is Secretary Hegseth purporting to, this time I mean to use the word purporting to defend what happened. And then you and I will have a conversation about the law, the Constitution, and the morality of what Hegseth is attempting to defend. Chris, cut number 15.
We knew exactly who was in that boat. We knew exactly what they were doing, and we knew exactly who they represented. President Trump is willing to go on offense in ways that others have not been, and to send that clear signal to Tren de Aragua, Cartel del Sol, and others emanating from Venezuela. We're not going to allow this kind of activity. You're poisoning our people. We've got incredible assets, and they are gathering in the region. And so you want to try to traffic drugs? It's a new day. It's a different day. And so those 11 drug traffickers are no longer with us, sending a very clear signal that this is an activity the United States is not going to tolerate in our hemisphere. I can't disclose precisely how this went down. I can tell you it was precision. It was very well understood exactly what assets would be used in order to achieve the effect. So that's classified how it was done. But you can see publicly a lot of the assets that we have in the region, which to include an ARGMU, which holds 2,200 combat infantry Marines and has plenty of its own organic assets. So we've got assets in the air, assets in the water, assets on ships. Because this is a deadly serious mission for us, and it won't stop with just this strike. Anyone else trafficking in those waters who we know is a designated narco-terrorist will face the same fate.